From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you every 3 weeks. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs or Dr. Joel Wallach joins us to talk about health-related products and ways to stay a little longer on this planet from criticalhealthnews.com. Today, it's Dr. Wallach's turn. Joel, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, George. You're so great. I get all excited even just hearing your voice. Thank you so much for all you do and for all you do for humanity. It's a wonderful thing. We appreciate you and love you and respect you. Thank you so much.
Well, you too, my friend, because you give a lot of people great advice. And we're going to take calls pretty soon, and we'll do it next hour as well. Emails keep flooding in, Doc. One coming in from Mercedes Wright is her name. She says, do you have any help for glaucoma and macular degeneration? What can I do? I'm 79 years old.
Okay, well, in a few weeks, I'm going to be 86, so...
Wow.
Yeah, this is kind of exciting. So thank you, George. And okay, so let's help her with her eye thing. The eye is part of the brain. The optic nerve, the optic artery, optic vein go from the brain through the skull to the back of the eye, and then the eye does its thing, and then all the messages from the eye go back through the optic nerve and the optic vein after the artery back into the brain and tells the brain what to think, okay? And so the brain is very, very important when you're talking about the eyes. You just don't go to the doctor and get new glasses, or you got to take care of the inside of the brain. And so I have 27 best-selling books. Okay, and three of them, one, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, is a big one. We have one called Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. And then the other one is big, is Epigenetics, which is, Epigenetics is kind of a truth book because there are no genetically transmitted diseases. I'll repeat that. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. People say, well, we got five people in our family with the same disease. The doctor says it's a genetic thing. No. Everybody's eating the same recipe from grandma. Okay, that's where they have the same disease.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there's no genetically transmitted diseases. And so if everybody in your family's got a disease, it's very simple. Again, I'm the guy who got rid of muscular dystrophy. I'm the guy that got rid of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that got rid of sudden death syndrome, SIDS. You don't hear about those diseases anymore because I found the cause, prevention, cure for them. Okay? I've done tens of thousands of autopsies. And so there's three books that cover a lot of territory. One is epigenetics. I'm one of the five founding fathers of the science of epigenetics. Okay? And that tells the history of this. And then the book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. And Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, those two books, Epigenetics and Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, are 500 pages each. Okay? Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, it goes into the secrets of health and longevity. Okay? Degenerative diseases, learning disabilities, criminal behavior, hyperactivity, birth defects, addictions, food binges, depression, infertility, and so on. This is just an endless amount of information. Then the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. That's one of our big sellers. Those three books, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, and Epigenetics. If you get those three books, get them one at a time. They're only like, I don't know, 20 bucks each if you get one of them. If you get 10 of them, you get a nice discount and so forth. If you buy them by the case, you get a really good discount and give them as presents and so on. And we have programs for over, I don't know, 600 and something different diseases. Over 600 different diseases, which are thought to be, again, genetically transmitted diseases by the medical profession because they get paid obscene amounts of money. For instance, arthritis. We can get rid of arthritis in a couple of weeks. Arthritis is very simple nutritional deficiencies, mineral deficiencies. Very simple. Very simple to prevent, very simple to get rid of, and very simple to keep it from coming back. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. Let's talk about arthritis. In America, each year we spend $646 billion, $646 billion each year just to treat the symptoms of arthritis in America. And the doctors love it all the way to the bank. Okay? And so they treat the symptoms, and the patients are grateful because they don't have the pain and this and the other, but then 2-3 years later down the line, they die. Okay? So the important thing is to stay away from the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat and butter, rye and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Carbonation neutralizes stomach acid, so you cannot digest food or absorb minerals. And then you need to take the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 acids, 3 fatty acids. And then we have what we call secret sauces for over 650 different diseases. These secret sauces specifically provide the nutrients for those diseases along with the 90 essential nutrients. And it's one of those things where, you know, we get rid of all these diseases like crazy, okay? And, for instance, the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., they have considered my book a national treasure, my book Diseases of Exotic Animals. It represents 10,000 autopsies, I don't know, 400 species of animals and humans.
That's amazing, Doc.
And we've been working this hard, but the information is there, George. And if they get this information, and they can, you know, call your number and get the information and get the book, Rare Earth Been Cures, and it'll teach you how to treat degenerative diseases, you know, things like learning disabilities, behavior problems, and so forth. All of these, and we have a flip chart. People need to get the flip chart. The flip chart is only 70 pages. It goes into all these diseases we've cured and gotten rid of, including Parkinson's disease. Now, just think about that. We've gotten rid of Parkinson's disease. Do doctors tell you you can prevent, cure Parkinson's disease? No. But we have done that, okay, by the thousands. On page 27 of the flip chart, there's only 70 pages of the flip chart. We have all these pictures of famous movie actors, athletes, famous wealthy people, and so forth, in the flip chart. Diseases we have cured in them that the doctors told them there's no way we can help you. Okay. Well, Parkinson's disease, we got rid of that. Okay. And then hundreds of people. Okay. And it's going around the world now. And so Parkinson's disease, you go to page 27 and it tells the story of, a gal by the name of Madeline O. We only give the first initial of her last name because if we were to tell her last name, she'd have 1,000 people in her front lawn.
Oh, exactly.
But we got rid of her Parkinson's disease, which she had for 9.5 years. The doctors told her family she only had weeks to live. They called me. We got her on the program. And in 3 months' time, she went back in. All her tests were normal. The doctor said, well, this can't be right. Let's come back in tomorrow and do it again. That must be somebody else's test. And of course, she came back in the next day to tell the test. And now she goes around the world, tells her story. And of course, we have famous athletes. Theo Ratliff, great basketball player, his career was over. And I built the program for him to rebuild his cartilage because they wanted to amputate his legs because all his cartilage was gone. We got the healthy bone and joint pack for him, okay, and also the rebound for him. And he came back and played for 9 more years, professional basketball years, after they told him his career was over. And we rebuilt him, and he came back for 9 years and made over, I don't know, $97 million.
Wow. Did you get a little commission out of that one, Doc?
Oh, no, actually, he was very good. I said, I don't want anything. He said, no, I'm going to pay you. And so much. And so for a couple of years, I got a check every month from him because of all we did for him.
Well, that's honorable. Doc, let me get your website out and your phone number. The toll-free number to call, you're going to hear Doc tonight talking about various things, and you might not be able to write them down. Call this number because people are writing it down. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And the website, of course, is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, I travel a lot, and I just can't take all my supplements with me. Is there something that I should do, at least minimally, take like the daily vitamin or the tangy tangerine pills or something?
Oh, yeah. And I travel all around the world, you know, 81 countries and so forth.
But you travel with like 500 vitamins.
Well, what I do is I take, you know, a couple of suitcases. One suitcase is all my supplements. Okay? And so I take my 90 essential nutrients, some of my bottles, you know, some of the nutrients contain 50 different nutrients in them. So it's not like I have to have 50 bottles. I take the one bottle, it gives me 50 different nutrients. And so I can, you know, make a plan for you if you want. And so I take my nutrients three times a day, and I do it without fail. I've been doing it since I was 3 years old. What? Yeah, I've been doing it since I was three. My dad was a professional boxer. He was a world champion boxing champion in bantamweight, and grew up into lightweight. And he'd go to the gym, and he'd take me with him. I'm only 3 years old, and I'm seeing all these people taking all these pills and liquids and stuff. He said, what is that? He said, they're vitamins and minerals. So give me. So he started giving me vitamins and minerals when I was three, and that's when I started my vitamin and mineral program.
That's remarkable. Okay. That is remarkable indeed. How long can you go without taking your normal regimen of vitamins before they start to affect you?
Well, it depends on how you eat. If you eat well, you can go months before you start getting symptoms. You can go years before you die. But if you're not eating well, and you're just eating junk food and so forth, you might only last 90 days.
Oh, that's great. I got a call last week on the show from a guy who's got stage 4 prostate cancer. What do you recommend for him?
Okay, well, cancer is a rough one, okay? We need to pump up his immune system, so he needs to get rid of all the bad foods. We've got him in trouble. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no brown rice, oh, so buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet ones got to go. Carbonation neutralizes stomach acids, so he cannot absorb the vitamins and minerals. Now, here's a story about people who are athletes, okay, and people who travel the world and are sick with all these mineral deficiencies, all right? And so basically, you have to take your nutrients with you, okay? And so we have the 90 essential nutrients. It goes in two boxes called the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which we made for the Theo Ratliff. And then we also made an energy drink for him, okay, called Rebound. And I take two doses of that a day. And then a couple of weeks, I'll be 86 years old. And so it's one of those things where you take these nutrients with you, which I've been doing since I was 3 years old. And same way with Theo Ratliff. He came back.
But when you're with stage 4 cancer, you're on your last leg, aren't you?
Well, not necessarily. That just means that the doctors don't have anything that can do you any good. So here's what you need to do. You got to stay away from all the bad stuff. And then you need to ramp up on your immune system. And one of the things we have is a secret sauce. We call them secret sauces because we don't want to tell them what it is, because then they just run to the grocery store and buy one product and then they die. Okay? They need to take the whole base so that everything works properly.
It's a combination of things that work together as a team, right?
Correct. You got to have the whole team. And then you have the secret sauce for that particular issue. And when you're talking about the prostate cancer, right? Yeah, he's gonna need the more of certain minerals to support the immune system, and also the I-26. The I-26 supports the immune system.
I love that, by the way. I've been on it now for a couple months, and I really like it.
Yeah, well, it makes your immune system work perfectly. It makes your brain and your spinal cord work perfectly. And so, you know, we have people with all these different terrible diseases. The doctors say, well, you know, it's a genetic thing. There's nothing to do about it. We can treat the symptoms, but, you know, eventually you're going to be in trouble. That's not true. But that's how they make their money. One patient, just think, the millions of dollars that they spend in a doctor's office each year.
Hold on for a second, Doc. We're at a break. We'll come back and chat more. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. We are going to start with early phone calls and then calls next hour as well. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. We are taking calls early because he gets so many, but we'll also take calls next hour. Doc, before we go to calls, let's let you finish up on that stage four prostate story we were talking about. The secret sauce. You have a special prostate formula, don't you?
Yeah, we have a prostate formula, and so you have to appreciate the people who get these kinds of things, a cancer for the prostate, cancer for the liver, and so forth. I learned something from animals about this, okay? And being a veterinarian and a physician, my thing was, I'll treat you like a dog, but you're going to get better, okay? Yeah. And so basically, the thing you have to appreciate is that when you have cancer of the prostate, the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, that's, you know, internal organs, this is caused by bad things that you're eating. And one of the worst things that actually causes liver cancer and prostate cancer and that kind of stuff is peanuts. There's a big story about that.
I love peanuts. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard, you know, of people who are, you know, they're beer drinkers, you know, on Fridays to get their check, their paycheck, they go to the bar and they'll drink beer all night, and the bartenders will give them peanuts, so they'll stay there. And these people wind up getting prostate cancer and liver cancer and so forth. Okay, and it's not the alcohol in the beer. It was the fungus, Aspergillus flavus, on the peanuts that gave them the cancer. And so that's why you see these special people getting the cancer, because they're eating those peanuts. And, of course, guess what? I learned this because I got a call from the zoo, and it says, every bear in the zoo in the world is getting liver cancer. What? And so I started checking 81 different countries, and sure enough, the bears in all the zoos in all the world were getting liver cancer. Now, there's no other animals in the zoo getting liver cancer, just the bears. So what were the bears eating that the rest of the animals in the zoo weren't eating? It was peanuts. They were selling peanuts at the front gate to get money to run the zoo. And the people would throw the peanuts to the bears would dance and all this kind of stuff. But the peanuts were infested with a fungus called Aspergillus flavus. And the Aspergillus flavus produces a toxin called aflatoxin, which causes liver cancer and prostate cancer and that kind of stuff.
And you can't you can't taste or smell it, can you?
No, you can't taste it. There's no taste or smell. Okay, so you got to stay away from peanuts, peanut butter, and all that kind of stuff. But at any rate, to make a long story short, in 3 months' time, all the bears in the world, the black bears, the brown bears, the polar bears, the Kodiak, you know, the Kodiak bears, all the pandas that were getting cancer and all of the zoos weren't getting it anymore. They're because they switched over from peanuts and the aflatoxin, they switched over to popcorn.
Big difference. Let's go to some calls. Yeah. John in Wisconsin to get us started. Hi, John.
Hello, George. Hello, Doc. Happy spring. And, yes. George, welcome back to the Midwest. The St. Louis Arch is smiling again.
Well, yeah, it sure is.
Anyway, I've talked to Doc before and mentioned the benefits for me the last 6 years on being on the longevity supplements, and they've done real well for me. But I don't think I ever told Doc that 12 years ago I was diagnosed with celiac disease, which, of course, the first thing you need to avoid is gluten. I really struggled back then, and by having celiac disease, I was breaking out in terrible rashes and itches. Well, the dermatologist put me on a very strong pill called Dapsone, D as in dog, A-P-S-O-N-E. So for the last 12 years, I've cheated. I've been able to eat all kinds of gluten and have no side effects because of this pill I was on. Once a year, I would go to the dermatologist. The doctor would check my liver and kidney because Dapsone, over a period of time, can cause a whole bunch of other problems. Well, let me shorten the story. This past September, my wife and I moved to far northern Wisconsin, where the doctors are few and far between. The closest dermatologist is an hour away. I had an appointment there on March 5th. We had a snowstorm. I couldn't make it. A week later, I ran out of my Dapsone, and I called my previous dermatologist, and she said, well, John, I haven't seen you in a year, so I can't renew it. And I couldn't get into the dermatologist. That's an hour away now until June. So John woke up and said, you know what? I need to get rid of gluten. So for the last 2 weeks, it's been a transition for me. I've itched and scratched, but each day is better. And I'm so proud now that I've been 2 weeks gluten-free. So here's the moral of the story. I think everybody should memorize what Docs continues to say about no processed meats, no oils, you know, all that crummy food the glutens have to go, because there is reality to it, reality to it. And if you're struggling with celiac disease like I was, don't mask it. Be stronger than me. Get rid of that gluten, and your life will be better. So I'm just giving this testimony to concur with everything Doc says. And we appreciate you, Doc. We appreciate your colleague, pharmacist Ben. Encourage you both to keep up the good works. And thank you for listening to my story.
Thank you, John, for sharing your story.
Glad you're doing okay, too. Delbert, truck driving in Kansas, is with us. Hey, Delbert, go ahead.
Yeah, glad to talk to you guys again.
You too, sir.
I've got an ex-wife, and she has, it's leukodystrophy, and it has killed every woman in that family before they were 60 years old. She's lived the longest. She's 64. And it's just affected the women in this family. And I'm worried about my daughter. My daughter's 32.
Okay, and now, what is this disease, leukodystrophy? Is something going on with the brain and spinal cord or bone marrow? Or what is it?
The brain.
Okay.
It's a type, I guess it's a type of muscular dystrophy.
Okay, well, guess what? This is your lucky day. This is a very easy disease to prevent, very easy disease to reverse. We have a program called I-26. I-26 will rebuild the white matter in the brain, which in human beings, 85% of the brain is the white matter of the brain, myelin. 95% of the spinal cord is myelin, okay? And then, of course, you have all the white blood cells and red blood cells in the bone marrow, and they need all this nutrient. But if you're not getting the nutrients in your diet, or you're eating stuff that actually interfere with the absorption of nutrients like gluten, you're in trouble. And so this is a case where we have the I-26. And we have, again, in this flip chart on page 26, it goes into some of the diseases that people get. They're eating gluten and not supplementing. Let me flip this over and read a few of these to you just real quick. I know George got a big program here. Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, MS, multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, Huntington's, chorea, frontotemporal dementia, Charcot-Marie-Tooth, Bell's palsy, cervical spondylosis, carpal tunnel syndrome, brain and spinal cord. And there's 25 more of these that affect primarily the brain and spinal cord. And it's all caused by kind of an accidental, non-selective, just some part of your brain gets damaged. Somebody on the same diet will have a different part of the brain damage just by dumb luck, which, you know, part is more damaged. But it's easily prevented, and it's easily repaired. And so we have this flip chart. It's like 75 pages. On page 26, it goes into about 20 of the different diseases. Also, it has like 15 famous people. We're talking about movie stars, professional athletes, wealthy people, scientists who are famous, who are dying of these problems, and we're able to help them and reverse their problems. We have their pictures, and they're telling their story in this flip chart. So this is something you need to get for your family, this flip chart, and it's 75 pages, and it goes into all these different diseases. Just remember, you ever hear of SID, sudden death syndrome? Well, I'm the one that got rid of sudden death syndrome, okay? Just simply my mom sold her farm, and I had to sell my farm to get the money to sue the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, in federal court 8 times. You get to put these vitamins and minerals in the baby formulas. They wouldn't do it.
You used Jonathan Emord then, didn't you?
That's
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, he's the one who actually did the suing for me.
Let me get this number out, Doc, to Delbert, in case he can't write all this down while he's driving his truck. 1-855-949-7234, Delbert. 1-855-949-RADIO. Take heed to the advice that Doc Wallach gives from criticalhealthnews.com. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Hey, Doc, Karen in New York says her canned beans had a warning about them containing bisphenol. What is that and why is it in my food, she says?
Okay, I don't know what bisphenol is, but it sounds like it may be a preservative or something like that. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I'm not familiar with it. When you see stuff like that in a canned food or a dried food or something like that, you just want to skip it. Okay.
So many recalls, Doc, for food. It's incredible. Yes.
Yeah, and it's the actual. You just remember, they're putting this stuff in the food so it'll last on the shelves forever. Okay, and you know, if you happen to get cancer or it melts your brain so you can't remember anything or your brain can't function. That's not their business. They just want to make sure that the product stays without going bad on the shelf for 20 years.
Let's go to Ruth in Maryland. Hello, Ruthie. Let's go.
Hi, George and Doc. And right now I'm not in Maryland. I'm in Washington, D.C. in the hospital.
What's the matter?
I had a bad fall, and I broke my right leg really bad. I broke the femur in two.
Oh, no.
And they had to put a rod and pins in me. And I wanted to know, Doc, what's your opinion? Because I never wanted metal in me before. I turned it down before when they wanted to put it in my wrist. But I kind of had no choice because it was broken so bad. And what's your opinion on having the metal inside of you? And can you also tell me what things I can do to heal quicker? And thank you, Doc.
Yeah, how much do you weigh?
I'm little. I only weigh like 90 pounds.
Okay. Well, you need to get rid of all the bad foods so you can absorb the good stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no brown rice, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet ones got to go. Because carbonation neutralizes stomach acid so you cannot absorb nutrition, okay, or that sort of thing. Then at 90 pounds, you want to get one healthy brain and heart pack per month. That's our big hammer. It has a 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. Take a half a dose of breakfast, half a dose of dinner every day. That's a healthy brain and heart pack, okay? Then you also need the glucogel. That's going to help you rebuild the bone marrow, the bone sort of matrix that the minerals all get into, okay? The Daily Classic.
And you can take those in capsule form too, Doc, can't you?
Absolutely. It's capsules. You want to take the capsules and take three of those three times a day, and it will rebuild the connective tissue and the all of the cartilage and all of your joints to your body and help rebuild the bone marrow and so forth. Okay?
Ruth, it's called glucogel, and those things are great. By the way.
Yeah, I take three of those three times a day, and I only weigh 142.
You used to be a wrestler, weren't you?
Yes. I lettered in let's see here, in junior high, high school, University of Missouri, and graduate school, I wrestled. I was on the long-distance running team. I also played football. I lettered in all those sports and only weighed 110 pounds.
Just a little guy. Doc, we're going to take a short break and come back with an hour of phone calls for you next. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and that toll-free number again is 1-855-949-7234. Back with the rest of your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.